So where'd you like go to school? Like what's your background and all of that stuff?
Okay. So I went to Georgia Tech, majored in civil engineering, with a concentration in construction management, transportation, et cetera. So initially when I chose that major, I had full intentions of going into construction and eventually opening up my own construction firm. You know, that's why interning is so great, because you get to try it out and you realize you don't want to do that.
Yes.
So then I pretty much decided that like post-grad, I was going to switch my focus to be more business intensive, while still keeping the engineering background, because I just feel like it's so much more transferable.
Yes.
So.
And so are you from Chicago?
So I'm from Chicago.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm from Chicago. I, you know, moved to Atlanta for school and then stayed there for a couple years working for a healthcare consulting firm.
Okay.
Pretty small firm. We worked with like hospitals and hospital systems on like the revenue side of things.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been out of school for how long?
So I've been out of school for 3 years.
Okay, cool. And then, so initially when you were like studying in school, like what was your motivating factor behind like studying engineering?
Well, one thing that really helped, and this was a big part of why I picked Georgia Tech over some of my other options, was just the fact that like so many of my friends were also pursuing engineering as well. I think Georgia Tech undergraduates are about like 70% engineers.
Okay.
So it was just like really, you know, we had similar study schedules and sessions together, and then our idea of hanging out was like going to the library or something.
Yeah.
So I had like accountability partners without having to like actively seek them out, because we were all kind of on the same page. Because one of my concerns with, so a couple of the schools that I was considering were U of I and Wash U. And you went to Wash U? Really?
Yeah, so
okay. No, yes. That's awesome. Yeah, I literally down to the wire celebration weekend.
Really?
I went and I made my decision between like Tech and Wash U probably like 3 days before that like national deadline.
Exactly.
Yeah. But my concern was that a lot of my friends were doing like liberal arts, and I just feel like it's completely different. Even if they do take their studies seriously, it's just like the level of rigor, and like people just don't get engineering.
Yeah.
And so I knew who I am, and I know what like pushes me, and it's like being around other like equally motivated people who are on similar paths. So that was a big part of why I picked Georgia Tech, is just being able to surround myself with other engineers.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I know you're currently doing, outside of like your 9 to 5, you're currently doing, you have a business.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about your business?
Yeah, so my business is Soko Sweets. It's a dessert catering company that I actually started when I was still an undergrad at Georgia Tech. So we focus on like event desserts, and then also smaller orders, you know, like birthday cakes and cupcake orders, etc. You know, I really like it because one, it provides a creative outlet. I'm obviously very technically inclined, but you know, I get to express my artistic style through like the decorating of like the cakes and cupcakes. And you know, I was very involved in event planning in undergrad through like some of my extracurriculars, and so it kind of allows me to still continue with that detail-oriented, you know, thought process and logistics that go into the catering aspect of it. So, mm-hmm.
So then, how did it come about? Like,
yeah. So I basically grew up in a house where like my mom has a crazy sweet tooth, and I picked up her sweet tooth. And my dad has always been like the cook or baker. And so I eventually taught myself how to bake the things that I wanted to eat. And then what kind of, I guess like the pivotal moment that made me start my business was when I decided that I didn't want to pursue construction anymore, or really anything dealing with civil engineering. I was going to stay in the major, but you know, I was still kind of like, well, what am I going to do with my life? My whole life plan since I was, I'd say, a freshman in high school was to do civil engineering, you know, like open up a construction company, et cetera. And once I decided I wasn't gonna do that, I felt essentially lost. And I was like, well, what skills do I have? Like, what things am I interested in? And I had always considered the idea of eventually having a bakery, you know, like once I was established in whatever career path I was in, like later on down the road when I'm like 50, opening up a bakery or something. And so one day I just like baked a bunch of stuff, took it to my friends and asked them, I was like, do you think somebody would pay for this? And they were like, absolutely. I filed for my LLC and got my licensing and started my business.
Okay. That sounds like, so do you feel like you've dealt with any fear, like when starting a business, your business?
So not necessarily fear when starting, but fear with expanding. And I still deal with that to this point. Sometimes I'll make decisions that aren't necessarily in the best interest of like expansion and growth because I don't think that they'll be beneficial, or I think that it might take up too much time, and you know, I still have like my 9-to-5, or like I wonder like whether or not it's going to be like fruitful, and so I don't necessarily want to invest the additional money to like make something happen. So I definitely deal with fear a lot when it comes to like opportunities to grow, expand, and do more.
Gotcha. Cool. So how do you try to overcome those fears?
Well, I just remind myself that like, you know, obviously, like, I have a gift and a talent that God gave me, and so I'm supposed to be using it in some capacity, and by second-guessing my skills and my ability, I'm essentially second-guessing Him, which, you know, is not what I should be doing at all. So, yeah, that's, I try to leverage that to, like, hold me accountable and keep me going.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Other question. So then, I guess, what have you always said, like, your long-term passions are? Like, I know you said that construction was initially your long-term passion, but I guess how has that evolved over time?
So in terms of construction, I think most recently it's like evolved or manifested itself in real estate more so. So I am starting an endeavor with a few business partners to create affordable housing opportunities for people in lower income areas. And then taking, once we obviously acquire the properties and stuff, taking some of my construction knowledge and experience to like rehab the properties, etc. So, you know, I'm still very interested in the industry itself. It's just, it doesn't look the way that I thought it was gonna look as far as like me, you know, my involvement with it.
That's good. That's awesome. So, let's see. A lot of these questions are already answered in the process. So, I guess let's touch on the question of how do you feel your view of self and your personal identity has kind of shaped how you go after, like the things that you do choose to go after, and how has that kind of shaped your journey, even as a woman in engineering, a woman in business, like how has that shaped your experience?
I think especially like having worked in industries where, you know, like there aren't a lot of women, so like technology, construction, etc., just being mindful that like you, even if you don't want to, you represent your gender, and any like choices that you make will ultimately affect like how they view like women or how they view potentially hiring another woman into that role, etc. And that also, like, your looks and, like, how you present yourself, like, are a big part of that as well. So it's, like, you know, always choosing to look presentable and not, like, bummy or crazy or whatever. Yeah. But then also being mindful to not be, like, overly sexy or overly done up, because you still want to be taken seriously. Like, there's definitely, like, this fine line that you kind of have to teeter between, like, okay, you look, you know, like you look attractive or you look nice where they want to engage with you and, you know, like have conversations, invite you to like the meetings, but like you're not overly attractive where like anything that comes out of your mouth, they're not even listening to because they're too busy like paying attention to how you look.
Yeah.
So I think especially in those industries, like that's just something that I always try and like be mindful and stuff. And I think like for women in general, just always looking like presentable and polished when you're representing your company or your brand or whatever position you're in, just so that people automatically respect you.
Gotcha. Do you feel like you figured out your life's purpose, or like where are you at in that journey?
So I don't feel like I've figured it out. I think that I'm constantly like rediscovering things about myself. Like even the real estate endeavor is like very new and very recent. And you know how that looks is constantly evolving. But I think like I'm constantly like rediscovering like what that looks like, and you know trying to figure out, because I think at first when I started like my company, I was like, I'm gonna be like this baker, and like that's gonna be who I am. And then I discovered this passion for like real estate, and I was like, okay, these two don't really go together. I'll figure something out. And then now with me getting involved more in like software and technology, I was like, I still want to keep that as a part of what I have to offer and like the skill set that I have. So I think like for me, I'm trying to focus on like branding myself as like this multifaceted person and not immediately associating myself with like, oh, this one like career, like this one like pursuit. It's like, yeah. No, I can kind of do it all.
That's good, because that definitely speaks to identity and putting yourself in, like aligning yourself with your career, identifying yourself with your career versus who you are as a person.
Because I know, well, and I can like continue more with that. Like, I know personally when I was in my previous role and previous job in Atlanta, you know, I hated it. And when you're taught as a young professional and as somebody who went to like this wonderful college that you are your career, and like I hated it and I couldn't identify with it, and it like in turn it pretty much like left me feeling like lacking as far as like self-esteem and like what I wanted to do. And you know, like that kind of reminded me that I'm not my career. I'm, you know, I can be whoever I want to like define myself as. I can let whatever I choose to define me, and I don't have to like have that like one-to-one alignment with like, oh, I'm Kia, I'm this healthcare consultant, or like I'm Kia and I do this. It's like, no, I'm Kia and I do like all these the things. Stuff. Yeah.
That's good. Super dope. Okay. So what advice would you give like a younger version of yourself? Like,
I think so. One thing when it comes, like if I think about like personal evolution, I've become a lot more like flexible. You know, like even 5 years ago, my friends would tell you that I'm like, I was one of the most like inflexible people. And it was motivated mostly because I was very like driven and I like set out goals, but like I would get tunnel vision. And so like I would tell my younger self to like be more open, like be more flexible, be willing to take opportunities that you don't feel like align completely with this like one end goal that you said is gonna be your career and is gonna be what you're gonna do, because it's probably gonna change. And then now you no longer have the opportunity to like gain whatever skill set that, you know, would have presented you or would have given you. So
yeah, that's really good. I guess what have been some of the most difficult obstacles you've had to face, and how have you learned to deal with and overcome them?
I think for me, the most difficult thing was school. Mm-hmm. I was so stressed out in undergrad, and I mean, I had a great time because I went to a great institution, met some of my best friends there, but at the end of the day, like, it was difficult. Like, there were classes that I barely passed, and, you know, obviously in order to get into an engineering program, you have to have been, like, an amazing student prior to. So now you're second-guessing yourself and your abilities and your intellect, and, like, it leaves you in kind of, like, a really, like, bad place mentally, emotionally, physically.
Yeah.
I got shingles my first semester at Georgia Tech. So it's just, like, you know, I was stressing myself out, and I was so worried, and then, like, one of the things that I kind of did to compensate for the fact that like I wasn't necessarily performing my best academically was I started to get involved with like a lot of different things on campus that like I could use those to showcase like, no, like I can do dope stuff. Like even though my GPA might not be where I want it to be, like I have so much more to offer, and I have so much more like that I can use to like define myself. So I think that that was probably one of the first opportunities I got to realize that like, okay, you can redefine yourself like however you want to define yourself. You're not just this great student, you know, like who I was in high school. Now I moved into the college sector as an engineer and I'm not a great student, so now what else can I do? So
I definitely
I saw you. I like, oh my gosh, yes.
Girl, watch you. people don't get it, and that's the one thing I'm just like, I will, because I ended up getting my MBA right after that. And
oh, wow.
I did a 3-2 program because I was like, I can't do engineering. I don't want to do this. And I just remember being like, that was like the toughest season of my life ever. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't imagine a season that.
Yeah.
But it prepared me for entrepreneurship because I don't mind being up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, exactly.
That I love to do.
Exactly.
But yeah, I wasn't trying to do different.
It's like
things,
pulling an all-nighter to like bake a cake and like frost a cake is like nothing when I was pulling all-nighters doing like calculus and physics, which I'm not using at all.
Exactly. That's it.
Although physics I definitely kind of use when it comes to like the structures of the cakes and stuff. Yeah. It's kind of funny. Cool. I think that may have been why I fell into baking, because like it's very like science driven as opposed to like, you know, cooking, like you can just like whatever flair you have or like add a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Like baking is very precise, like, you know, it's chemistry, and then like when it comes to assembling cakes, like that's physics. So
I know you're still working full time, but then you're also running a business. How do you avoid getting burnout? And then in your mind, do you already have a transition plan like for where you want to be like 5 years from now and all that?
So burnout is very real. Because sometimes I'll look at cakes and I'll be like, I don't want to see this. I don't want to like think about this. I think like for me, it's really about like time management. Like I am like pushing yourself, because when I first started working full time, I was like, there's no way I can do like a dozen of cupcakes at night when I come home from like a full day's work. Like I went from doing like a dozen of cupcakes in one night to doing like, you know, 100 cupcakes in one night after I've been at work all day, you know. And so like constantly pushing myself, and then also like just planning for it, like not doing too much, like learning to like break certain tasks up. Like if I have like a large cake or something to do, like breaking it up over time and like, you know, just making all the pieces like fit into like your schedule, because you, at the end of the day, you only got so many hours in the day. And like I can't, you know, when I was an undergrad, I was running off of like 5 hours of sleep a night. I can't really do that like I can. So it's like, okay, now I need to be like more resourceful with my time. Like I can't goof off, or I can't like BS, or like, you know, sometimes I have to say no to the happy hour because I have like goals and I have things that I need to like work on. So I think like for me, that's kind of like how it manifests itself in terms of like a transition period. I currently haven't defined that, just because one, I need to further define what I see my business Soko Sweets looking like in 5 years, because with different opportunities it constantly like changes. Yes. So once I like kind of firm that up more, so I think like I can look and be like, okay, I'll be full-time working for myself like at this point. But I think like I need a few more things to line up before I feel comfortable like set in like a end date or like transition.
Exactly. That's good. And so is it just you doing cakes? Cool. You know that?
Yep.
It was just me for a very long time, and then God just started sending people because I started praying for them.
That's awesome.
Hallelujah. And yeah, God is good. Let's see what else. And then I guess, what do you feel like some of your biggest mistakes over time have been, like, and not just like, I guess like personally in business and just, yeah.
Let me think. Let me try to condense the list.
No, I feel you.
I know at one point I would have said that my major was a mistake. Not necessarily engineering, like I don't fault that at all, but like if I could have picked a different field of engineering, specifically if I would have done like industrial and systems engineering as opposed to like civil, I think that would have translated more into like what I'm doing currently. Like even in the tech role, like working in software, you know, like ISYE, they do a lot of coding like during their like coursework and stuff. And so like I think that may have prepared me a little bit better. It's also more in line with business in terms of the other, like compared to the other like engineering fields. And like personal mistakes, I'm trying to think of I think like sometimes I have a tendency to be very selfish, and not selfish in like a, no, I really need to take this time for me, but selfish in a, I don't consider other people and like people's feelings, and like, you know, like I'll look at things as a, as very matter-of-factly, and I think that's like partially from being like an engineer or whatever, but like, you know, like I have to approach people as people and not like circumstances or issues or problems. And like I've, you know, potentially messed up like relationships with like friends or like, you know, just like interactions with people because of like how it's come off me like treating them, etc. So, you know, just like recognizing that like I need my community, I need like my people, and like I can't do this on my own and stuff. And then if you do stuff that like ends up pushing people away, they might never come back. So, you know, like, and it can be hard, but like just kind of like, I don't know, at least like for me, just like recognizing that and like constantly approaching like my interactions with people is like more than just like, oh, well, this is this. So, it, you know, like stuff isn't black and white when you deal with people.
No, that's real. That's good advice. And I commend you for saying all that. And I think that's the funny thing. I think a lot of times, especially when you're like a woman that everyone like looks up to and they're like, oh, you're doing all these really great things. And like, you're like, I'm a person too. I'm a woman, and I mess up a lot. So could you speak to kind of like, A, how you stay grounded, and then like how you feel like your relationship with God and like your faith in God has like shaped your experience over time, and then just even kind of shaped your identity?
Yeah, definitely. So I feel like I'm able to stay grounded because sometimes like, I wouldn't say that I like second guess myself, but like it's funny because the way I'll describe myself or I'll like talk about someone and be like, yeah, I'm so awesome, but like I just say that like half-heartedly and like jokingly and stuff. And so like I don't want to say that I dismiss my accomplishments, but like I recognize that like I'm not the only person that's like awesome or like you know, working towards their goals and stuff. And like if anything, I'm constantly reminded of that because like I choose to surround myself with other like equally ambitious people and like, you know, my classmates at Georgia Tech, like my friends who are here and stuff. And I'm like, yo, everybody's doing dope stuff, like, you know. And so like I don't look at it as like, oh, I'm unique in doing these things. It's like, no, we're all out here like grinding and stuff. And just for me, it's like recognizing that like everybody that I'm around is doing like awesome stuff. In terms of my relationship with God and like how that's like shaped my identity and like helped me move forward, like if not for God, I would not have graduated from Georgia Tech. Like, and I know that like firmly because I went through a period in undergrad. I actually had to take a semester off because depression and anxiety got the best of me. Moved back home to Chicago, like basically like shut everything out. And like that's when I like reconnected. Cause you know, like when you go off to school, even if you grew up in a Christian household, like you're not going to church and like you're just kind of like doing your own thing. You know, like you're not like you don't have that connection anymore because one, it's up to you to like find your own relationship with God. And like that's hard when like your relationship was facilitated via like your parents or whatever. So like for me, like I wasn't really going to church and stuff when I like left for school, and then to like stress just got the best of me and I was like, I can't do this anymore. So like moving back home like really helped me like reconnect with God and like realize like how important he is in my life and like how I can't get through any of this stuff without him. And so like that really like helped propel my personal relationship with God. Like it was no longer like, oh, Kia Aretha's daughter is a Christian. It's like, no, Kia's a Christian because like she believes in God and she knows like she needs a relationship with him to like keep going. And then like in terms of my identity, you know, it's hard. It's really hard like being like young, professional in like a major city and like wanting to like, you know, like hang out and like do like all these things and still display through your actions and like the things that you're saying that like, you know, like you put God first. And so like for me, it's like trying to find like a balance between like being able to enjoy myself and like go out and stuff, because you know, like not all of my friends are Christian, or like some of my friends are Christian and stuff, you know, and like don't really have like a relationship. And so it's just kind of like, okay, like you can still like be a normal like young adult, but like people should see that you love God through like your actions and the things that you're saying. And so like for me, that's constantly a work in progress, because like I try to catch myself and like how I'm presenting, and like, you know, try not to like fall into like the actions or behaviors that I like see other people like displaying and stuff. So I'm working on it though.
That's good. That's really good. One of the things, so you said that you left school, right, for a semester, and then you ended up coming back. I could already imagine that's like a lot on top of having gone through depression and all of that. And then like, could you speak to the experience of like leaving and kind of even having like the willpower to go back, and like shame and like all of that stuff?
Yeah. So basically, I ended up taking classes over a summer, was like so stressed out that entire summer, failed both of the classes I was taking, and then I didn't know what to do, because I didn't feel like I could really keep doing this. I have a really good relationship with one of the dean of students at Georgia Tech, still do. She's one of my mentors to this day. And so, like, I just had a conversation with her, like, you know, like, I don't think I could do this, blah, blah, blah. She was like, well, maybe you need to, like, take a leave, and we can also, with you taking a leave, we can also get those grades, like, wiped off, like, your record and stuff, because we can, like, make it, like, a medical leave and all that type of stuff. So I was like, this is what's best, because like I'm so burnt out, like I'm obviously not doing well, like I'm stressed, like maybe I just need to take this time. So when I finally like resolved the idea of like, okay, I'm actually like gonna move back to Chicago, literally as soon as I like stepped foot in my parents' house, like I just like cried for like hours. Like I was like on my mom's lap just like bawling, because I felt like a failure. Like it was like I went away to school and couldn't cut it, so like basically now I have to like come back. Like that's how I was looking at it initially. And then, you know, like while I was back home in Chicago, reconnecting with family, reconnecting with God, but I was also getting like treatment, you know, like I was going to like therapy, like I was going to a psychiatrist and stuff, and like, you know, I took my treatment very seriously and stuff. And so I think like when I started to get myself better, then I was able to like be encouraged and be excited to return. And I, you know, I found different ways to still kind of like be connected. Like at the time I was still planning the Georgia Tech homecoming step show, so I actually came for like the week of homecoming and like was backstage during the step show doing all the logistics, and like I still like kind of stayed plugged into like the community that made me feel good, and that was like the Black community and the Greek community and like, you know, like the extracurriculars and stuff. And so like it made me excited to like come back and like return, and I was like, no, I can do this now, like this semester will be like, you know, like I just need this one semester, like we'll be fine. So in order to be able to return to school, you have to like write a letter to like I forgot what board it is, but it's just like a bunch of like faculty and administrators that sit on this board, and they review like appeals when you take breaks and stuff. So I wrote my letter to like be able to come back in like the spring, and you know, I'm like, okay, like that's done, blah, blah, blah. My letter got rejected. They were like, we think you need additional time off. Like you should probably wait a year total before coming back, like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, absolutely not. I was like, no, like I only need a semester. Like, you know, like I'm feeling like better and stuff. And so I was able to get my therapist to actually write like in on my behalf that like a part of my like treatment and a part of me like getting back on my feet was continuing with my like regular routine, and that was like going back to school, etc. And then so when I submitted the appeal, like I like fasted and prayed. I gave up dessert, ironically. I like gave up desserts, and then like I like just prayed and I just like focused, and I was like, please God, please, like I know I'm supposed to graduate from this school with like this degree, like I need you to make it happen. And then they accepted my appeal, and I was back in school in the spring, and like I was able to continue. It was still stressful, but not nearly as stressful as it was prior to that. So
that's crazy. That is an amazing story. I just love how like it's like you never know people's stories. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially why I'm doing Epic Fast.
Yeah. I'm so excited.